Okay, so to quickly sum up what we have done, he is using the Ashtanga Yoga, but certain things redefined as preparation for Vedantic knowledge, for self-knowledge. Ashtanga Yoga is always a preparation. Why is it a preparation? Because the aim of yoga, you have to look into it. Mastery of the mind. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga. Mastery of the mind. One with a mastered mind can study and understand anything. That's the whole idea here. Okay? So we saw it with yama niyamas. Remain the same. Value structure. Basic value structure of life. Okay? Then asanani. Various asanas, etc. Asanas for two things. One, internal health. Because basic health has to be maintained. You know? Basic health has to be maintained. You know, yoga is a very fragmented discipline right now. Because each person has taken one aspect and developed it, you know. And in some cases, abused it as well. You just see that type of thing that's available on the net. If you look at the Americans practicing yoga, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Don't want to go into all that. Okay, what all they do. But even in the Indian context, okay, two things also happened in yoga. One, it became the same public-private art. The art that is taught in public and the art that is taught to initiates. Always different in all traditional disciplines. Whether you take dance, music, etc. Dance, for example, Bharatanatyam or Kathak, Kuchipudi. All these are traditional disciplines. What is taught in public is maybe like this Kalasangam, is that all public art. So the initiates were given into the intricacies of the whole thing. Yeah. In any discipline, this was there. So same thing happened in yoga also. So yoga public art is what? A different form of exercising it became. Different form of exercising. The intricacies, etc. are not taught in public. Yeah. And that public art also got fragmented. Like, for example, one of the most popular teachers of yoga, he had a samadhi recently, Iyengar. He actually revolted against his guru and started his own thing. Yeah. His guru was Krishnamachari. And Krishnamachari was teaching the royal households yoga. So this man, well, what is all this there jumping around? This is not yoga. Jumping around, they were doing dynamic forms of yoga. Okay, he is jumping around. This is not yoga. So he started his own Iyengar school of yoga. That is also a part of what Krishnamachari was teaching. So it got fragmented. The public art got fragmented. Anything it is the same. Anything it is. Traditional disciplines, the public art and the art, the temple art, what we call. What is taught to the initiates are always different. In yoga, where will you find the temple art? Probably VR school of yoga to the sannyasis, etc. they may be teaching it. Probably, we will have to say. Yeah. Or Jaggi Vasudev, if you are a full-timer with him, some things he will teach. The Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, those part of it focuses more there. So public may up to asana pranayama, and that also not all pranayamas. Pranayamas also are practiced differently, the hard and the soft. Hard will be something like your bastrika, for example. Kapalabhati, bastrika, etc. will be the harder variety. Anulom vilom, etc. is the softer variety. They are all meant for different things, okay, and to be practiced accordingly. So the softer disciplines will help you meditate better. But if you are meditating, you also needed to do the harder pranayamas so that in your life you can be active and fast and things. Because remember, your mind has to be balanced for both. Chitta vritti nirodha, mastery of the mind. So both that way it has to be done. Okay. But I'm not going to spend too much of time on that. Then pratyahara we saw was at the seat of meditation, complete withdrawal from the world outside. Because you're meditating. So withdrawal. In life, it can't be withdrawal. I've seen certain modern yoga teachers saying that. Should not read the newspaper. Should not. That's all foolish. You're living in today's world, you better be awareful of what's happening in the society, in the marketplace. You should know. Therefore, there, pratyahara in life will become living by your priorities. You're not running around like a headless chicken. You're living focused on what's really important for you. And what is important for you will depend upon what your priorities are. So that will become pratyahara. That much we had seen last time. Okay. Then next step is dhyanam. Again, people are coined up words, you know. Vivekananda. The dhyanam, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Practice. He coined a word Raja Yoga for it. This is Vivekananda's coinage, okay? He coined this word, Raja Yoga. Theek hai? Okay. Then what is dharana? Dharana, it changes definition here, okay? What will be dharana in yoga, Anusha? Will be more focusing on anything, no? Anusha? Dharana in yoga would be what? Focusing on what? Because concentration. Practice, it is practice oriented on any given thing.
Yeah.
On any given thing. Can be anything. Okay? Here he says, redefines it slightly. Here he says, Advitiya Vasuni Anta Indriya Dharanam Dharana. Focusing your mind, Dharana. Focusing your mind. On what? Anta Indriyam. Inner organ. Inner organ is mind. Okay? On what? Advitiya Vastuni. Here is where the difference comes in the definition. Okay? Because concentration can develop by focusing on anything. The Tratak practices that you do in yoga is another form of dharanam. Another form of dharanam only. Yeah. But here he is talking about dharanam as focusing on Advitiya Vastu. So it's focusing on Advitiya Vastu. It can be in terms of studying, thinking about it, everything. All that will be considered as dharana. Because your focus is that. You are not losing track of that in your day-to-day function. That is dharana. Then what is dhyanam? Tatra advitiya vasuni vichidya vichidya anta indriya vritti pravaha. Dhyanam. What is dhyanam? Vritti pravaha. Taila dharaya stotra sasamam. Ramana. Taila dhara it should become. Like the flow of oil. You see how when oil, you pour oil from one can to another can. It's one sheet of oil flowing through. You pour water, how it will be? Broken up. Broken up. Splashing about. So, if your dhyanam is like flow of water, it is called dhyanam. He says, meaning, vichidya vichidya. If you're meditating, your mind is going away, you're bringing it back, your mind is going here, bringing it back. It is dhyanam still. It's still meditation. But, it is, yeah, not steady on it. Idhar bhaga, wapas leke aaya, udhar gaya, wapas leke. But you are awareful enough, so keep bringing it back. That is called dhyanam. Then, samadhi tu. Ukta Savikalpa Eva. What he had said earlier, Savikalpa Samadhi. What? When the mind is totally focused on it. When your Chitta Vritti Pravaha is like Taila Dhara, like the flow of oil, constant, steady, you are focusing on what you really are. Okay. Now remember, here he has mentioned Savikalpa Samadhi. He actually mentioned Nirvikalpa Samadhi. No? Ashta Angani. Remember in yoga, you are talking about 8 limbs. 8 limbs. Then what is the trunk? What is the main body? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Main thing is Nirvikalpa Samadhi. To achieve Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you have these 8 limbs. Why? These 8 things you can practice. Nirvikalpa Samadhi you cannot practice. It has to happen. It has to happen. Yeah. You can practice Nirvikalpa. You practice Savikalpa, it will culminate in Nirvikalpa. As Samadhi goes. Is Nirvikalpa Samadhi necessary for Atma Jnanam? No. Savikalpa Samadhi, most people need it. Most people need it. Because we are not such Uttama Adhikari that we don't have other conditionings. And the body, etc. conditioning we have. Therefore, to break it, you need meditation. Remember, what do you need meditation for? Knowledge, we have seen this earlier also. Knowledge takes place in Shravanam. Your knowledge, self-knowledge, takes place in Shravana. Why? That's the only place where you are using the Pramana, the means of knowledge. You are not using the Pramana elsewhere. It's only in Shravanam you are using the Pramana. Therefore, knowledge has to take place in Shravanam. The knowledge that has taken place in Shravanam may be full of doubts. Therefore, Mananam comes into the picture, answering those doubts. Doubts based on your own experiences, doubts based on your reading of other schools of thought and your conclusions in life, all of them can throw up doubts. So handling that is Mananam. Then owning up the knowledge is called Dhyanam, Nididhyasana, to own up what you already know. Why? Because there is always a condition where you cannot live by what you know. There is always a gap between what you know and how much of it is there in your life. This is how we have lived our lives. We know all the rules of health. How many do we follow? How many do we follow? Very little, no? Yeah. My Bhilpuri wala is safe. Why? He uses Bisleri water. Unless you go to Elkos. There they use Bisleri water, I've heard. I don't know, I've heard.
There's
no thought
of anybody getting a stomach
upset
from Elko.
Suna hai, check out nahi
kiya. It's quite tasteless also.
So what I'm trying to say is there's always a gap between what we know and what we do. Because of this, the same gap comes in Atma Jnanam. I know, but I can't live by it. It doesn't become a fact of my life. Therefore, Nididhyasanam is making rasgullas. You make the gulla and immerse it in sugar syrup. So the sugar permeates the gulla. Same way, you immerse yourself in this knowledge independently on your own without the elaborateness of stories and jokes and things like that. And it becomes a fact of your life. Therefore, Nididhyasanam becomes important. Similar. Dhyanam and Savikalpa Samadhi. Dharana is just focusing. So dharana focusing, it need not be meditation. You're just focusing on it. But you're thinking about it. You know? Yeah. Really dharana, dhyana, samadhi is
so,
one.
Dharana and nididhyasana.
Yeah, it is. Savikalpa Samadhi and Nididhyasanam is one and the same. Savikalpa Samadhi and Nididhyasanam is one and the same. Dharana is just building up your concentration. Therefore, in yoga or in life, any exercise that builds up your concentration can be called as dharana. Remember doing the Tai Chi walk? Focus on that point and walk. What is that? Building up dharana. You know? Because your focus is only on that point. Then close your eyes and walk. So that you don't go here and there. What is that? All building up dharana. Your focus.
How is nididhyasana and savikhasana the same?
Because what is nididhyasana? You are recollecting the truth of the teaching. And what is avikalpa samadhi? Same thing.
Isn't it linear? After you get savikalpa samadhi, it's not linear.
Which one?
Nididhyasana and then...
No. Savikalpa samadhi is nididhyasana. What in Vedanta is presented as nididhyasana and savikalpa samadhi is the same. Dharana dhyanam is different. In Vedanta, dhyanam would be what we do as japa dhyanam, your sakshi meditation, all that'll all come under dhyanam. To correlate, you know. Sakshi bhava meditation, we all done it. Either kiya hai. Okay, next class maybe you will do that also. Okay? Therefore, that sakshi bhava meditation, your japa dhyanam, focusing on the chant and the silence between the chant, all that will come under dhyanam. Dharanam would be what then? If you are putting it in a meditative practice. All that manasa puja, etc., where you are gathering your mind from everything and just focusing, all that will become dharanam. Then where will be pratyahara? Bahisparshan, bahikritva. Keeping all the sounds, etc., outside. Your focus on yourself. That will become pratyahara. Are you getting this hang of it or you are lost? If you're getting the hang, say so. If you're not getting the hang, say so. I will explain further. Kya hai?
Getting it,
okay, fine. Okay, so this is where the whole thing goes. Okay. Therefore, the Ashtanga Yoga is used as preparation for this thing. Now, one thing you have to understand is, the philosophy behind yoga is not Vedanta. The philosophy behind yoga is Sankhya. You misunderstand Vedanta, you will get Sankhya. How many Atmas are there in Vedanta?
One.
Okay. And how many mayas? One maya, no? But how many avidyas?
So many.
Because people are different. So how many jivas?
So many.
Again so many. Okay. Now in Sankhya they put it ulta. One prakriti, but many purushas. Atma there is purusha. So many purushas. Each is awareness, but there are many. As far as you're preparing the mind is concerned, it doesn't matter. Either way you take it. Why? If preparing your mind is necessary, you have to understand you are an awareful being. And get your mind ready. No? So for getting the mind ready, whether you are one or many doesn't matter. You are getting your mind ready. Correct? So as a asana, from values to asana, which is awareness exercise, to pranayama, which is again focused on mind, etc. It doesn't matter whether Sankhya backs it up or Vedanta backs it up. It really doesn't matter because you're getting your mind ready. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So that's how it came about. The evolution of thought was like that, as far as Sankhya and Yoga was concerned. Though many Vedantins have taken up yoga as their own because it helps. No? Chittavritti Nirodha, mastery of the mind is yoga. Without mastery of the mind, how are you going to understand Vedanta? So it became that yoga became base, because without a prepared mind, what are you going to do? Without a prepared mind, what are you trying to understand? And in Gita, how did we look at yoga?
Karma.
Yes, karma yoga. where it's purely attitude towards action. Does, is that in harmony with Ashtanga Yoga? Is that in harmony?
Yes.
Why yes? If yes, why? If no, why?
There also it says like purva, you practice, you take your all your angas, you control them. It's the same thing.
You mastery of the mind. Karma Yoga also, those attitudes help you master the mind.
Yes.
Asana Pranayama root also helps you master the mind. Therefore, they are in harmony. It's more global actually. The attitudinal change is more global. Therefore, Karma Yoga was Ishara Arpa Prasada Buddhi. What is the other definition of yoga in the Gita?
Samatvam, yoga.
Samatvam, that is Prasada Buddhi, Ishara Arpana Buddhi. Another definition.
Yoga, Karmasu,
Kaushalam. Karmasu, Kaushalam. What does Kaushalam mean there?
Strategies.
Huh?
Skill in action.
Yeah.
Skill in what sense? Skill in what sense? Your personal effectiveness. Your personal effectiveness. As a person, how effective you are. Okay? Because every person, there are two aspects to it. One aspect is as a profession, whether you are effective or not. Your profession, your career, your job, your business. That is one way of effectiveness. The other, that is, differs definitely the proficiency that an engineer has and a finance guy has is different. Proficiency level has to be different from both. But both of them require a personal efficiency, personal effectiveness. What are your priorities in life? Have you learned how to manage your emotions? How well do you communicate? What's your self-esteem about? Remember all that I did in the workshop? All that is based on Kushalata. That's also part of Karma Yoga. Is that in harmony with yoga? Because personal effectiveness has to be there, no? That's part of mastery of the mind. That's part of mastery of the mind. Third definition of yoga in the Gita? Yeah, there's one more. Sixth chapter, I'm giving you all a hint. Dukkha Samyoga, Viyogaha Yoga. Everyone says, used to join. That has come from the Britisher looking at us. Because religion means reliterate, to rebind. Therefore, they looked at Indian Shastra with that mind and said, this is also yoga is used to join. But Krishna says, ulta hai. It is Viyogaha, disjoining. Yoga, he says, is Viyoga. Why? You have a natural affinity for sorrow. You have taken sorrow as your own. Viyoga. Give it up. Dukkha Samyoga you have. Tasya Viyoga is yoga. Sixth chapter.
What is it? Natural affinity
for sorrow? For sorrow, naturally. As a human being, isn't sorrow natural for you?
Yes.
Sorrow is natural state.
To get away from that, to
dissociate yourself from that sorrow. No. Sandhi is the level of mind, etc., not in me. That's why he put that definition in meditation. In meditation. That's also in harmony with yoga, remember? Because all this mastery of the mind. Can you see that? Various facets of it. Various facets of the same thing. Unfortunately, yoga has become tying yourself in knots. And remember that guy getting so upset about it when I said that. So yoga teacher who attended whenever I came, he got very upset. Because I said this. Because correct, that's all it has become. But yoga is much more than all that. Eh? Much more. Yeah. So now you have to say that's the public art of yoga. Chalo, theek hai. Public mein ye chalega. Chalega. Because everything has a public and a temple side to it. So initiates. In Vedanta, we never used to make the difference. Anyone who came and asked Vedanta was taught Vedanta whole, as it is. But then under Mughal rule, it became a bit of a problem. So the teachers disappeared into the Himalayas. Then once the British rule, etc., was waning, there was a need to come back in society, because otherwise Vedanta would have been forgotten. A few would always seek, handful. But traditional teachers didn't create this public art is different, private art is different. So in public, all the mandaleshas, if you notice, what will they talk about? Mandaleshas? Bhagavatam, na? Correct? Oh, we'll talk Bhagavatam in public. So you'll get general knowledge about Vedanta. General knowledge. Then if you want to study more, come and study more. That's how it was. But from Vivekananda down became a problem. You started twisting Vedanta for public. Atma is beyond, beyond the mind, beyond the body, you know, all this mystic thing that started, some of the people started saying that. And that created a problem because a lot of misunderstanding came. Four paths, the problem of four paths, all that. We saw the whole Gita, na, four paths kidhar mention likha. Two lifestyles were talked about. And both of them was presented as one. So all this is the thing came. Okay. By the way, today is Swami Chinmayanji's 100th birth anniversary. Okay. Tagore also, okay. Tagore I didn't know. Swami Chinmayanji I knew. Okay. Yeah, so today is his 100th birth anniversary. Big program in Sandeepani and everything. Okay. So with that, because I have to acknowledge Swami Chinmayanji. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Okay. Yeah. He is the person who inspired all of us to learn. Then, after having said about this, about Samadhi, he says, there are certain obstacles to Samadhi. What are the obstacles? Obstacles can be hundreds, okay? But they are classified into four. Okay? They are classified into four. Four obstacles to the practice of Samadhi. Okay? What are there, he says? Evam asya anginaha nirvikalpasya laya vikshepaka chepakashaya rasa swada lakshana chatvara vignaha sambhavanti. Asya anginaha, the angi for the ashtanga, that is nirvikalpasya, for nirvikalpa samadhi. Laya, Vikshepa, Kashaya, Rasaswada Lakshana. Four Vignaha, obstacles. Sambhavanti. There are four obstacles. What are the four? He explains it. That's why I am not explaining what is Laya, what is the... Now what is Laya? Laya Tavad Akhanda Vasuni Analavambayana Chitta Vrittehe Nidra. What is Laya? He says, unable to hold on to the reality, okay, Akhanda Vastu, unable to recognize that or hold on to it, own it up. What does the mind do? The mind slips into sleep. That's called Laya. That's called Laya. Why? Because you start meditating. Achha ninda. First obstacle is sleep. Especially in today's society. Why? We are all sleep deprived. Thanks to TV, YouTube, Facebook, WhatsApp, everything. Thanks to all of them. Who sleeps by 11? Even by 11 if you sleep, great thing. Kaun sota hai? Even 12 it is good enough. वो भी नहीं होता है। So that is an issue. Sometimes I get up in the morning, I see lots of WhatsApp messages. कभी आ 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I put, put the ball on mute and I have gone to sleep. Next morning I am saying 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Plus another message has also come, you didn't reply to mine. Like, so yeah, go and reply. And 5 o'clock in the morning, I am not going to get up and look at WhatsApp messages anyway. That I will do by about 8 o'clock or something and everything is over. I am having my breakfast and chai and everything, second cup of tea. That time I will look into all that. Before that, where am I going to look into? But that laya, because why does laya also happen? One is sleep deprivation. I am sure when this was written some 300 years ago. 300, 400 years ago. There all these gadgets were not there, sleep deprivation was not there. Your mind generally knows two states. Awake and thinking. Not thinking and asleep. Correct? Generally. When you are not thinking, you are asleep. When you are thinking, you are awake. You may not be having any great thinking, but thinking. Okay. You may be just fancying, wool gathering, whatever, but thinking. And awake. Therefore, in meditation, when you are quietening your mind, what will happen? Habit room, go to sleep. You'll slip into sleep. That's why the problem. This is a simple obstacle to take care of. So if you have a problem getting in the morning and meditating, have a cup of coffee to keep you awake. Perfectly fine. Yeah. I'd rather do you have that coffee and meditate rather than continue your sleep in meditation. Yeah, there's no rule that you can't have tea or coffee before meditating. You know, there is a story in China of how tea was invented. Bodhidharma was a monk who took all this knowledge to China. And he was welcomed into the Shaolin temple, to cut the long story short. There, once he was meditating, he found sleep. The guy got so irritated, he tore off his eyelids. It's a story. Tore off his eyes and threw it on the ground. Abhi kaisa sleep ho jayega? Eyes are awake only, all stimuli is there. How will I sleep? And the next day they found a plant had come up there bearing leaves like eyelids. So that was the first tea plant. It's the story in China. Probably Bodhidharma carried some tea leaves from here to there, okay. He must have been a smart man. Yeah. And he must have planted it there. Chai piyo, achha hai. Dhyan sab achha lagega. The story. So there is no rule that you can't have tea or coffee and meditate. Okay. Alright. So sleep I have overcome. What is the next thing that will come up? Next is what? Vikshepa. What is that? Akhanda vastu. Anavalambanena. Chitta vrittehe anya avalambanam vikshepa. Akhanda vastu anavalambanena. Without being able to hold on to akhanda vastu, to the myself, what does your mind do? Hold on to other things. Distraction. It holds on to other things. Where does this come from? Where will distractions come from? It can come from my desires. I want this, I want that, I want that. It can come from my worry. It can come from my anxiety. Correct? So how do you handle all these? Desires, worry, anxiety. What is the easiest method of handling all this? Huh? Karma yoga buddhi, na? Ishara arpanam prasada buddhi. Even at the seat of meditation. Yeah, I have all this. Aram se dekhega. Now meditation. And you have to tell your mind, I will work on all these later. If you have a presentation to be made in your office setup tomorrow, and today you are meditating, you are bound to think of it. So you have to tell your mind, I will take care of it immediately after I get up from meditation. Then the mind will let you be. Otherwise the mind will keep going there, keep going there. Why is it important to you? It's a priority for you. Desire, same thing. I'm meditating in the morning. Hey, people are coming for lunch today. Distraction or not? Huh? Array, it's only 7 o'clock in the morning, Baba. People are coming only at 12:30. Boat time. 5 hours is lots of time. Correct or not? 5 hours is lots of time. In 5 hours, I take 2 classes and reach back to Jammu. Lots of time, na? Lots of time. So what's the problem? Are you getting the idea? This is how to handle the disturbance. Of course, I'll take care of it. Of course. You need to tell your mind you'll take care of these things. Have Ishara Arpanam, Prasad Buddhi plus this, you'll take care. The mind is afraid that you will not take care of it. Because they know you, the mind knows you very well. You're a procrastinator, you keep putting it off. Therefore, the mind is drawing attention. Yeah. Or other fantasies will come. Yeah, fantasies, dismissible. Yeah, but you have to make that effort to dismiss it. Or regrets of the past, etc. Acceptance. Worries of the future. Acceptance. That's the answer to both. Regrets, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Accept it, yaar, jo ho gaya, ho gaya. It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. I made a few. What few? You don't know how many mistakes I made. Okay, yaar, you have an impressive list of mistakes. Good. Nahi na. Very impressive, this work. That's it, to be able to take things in your stride like that. Vikshepa will take care of like that. Then, next one is Kashaya. Laya Vikshepa, Abhavi Epi, Chitta Vrittehe, Ragadi Vasanaya, Stabdi Bhava, Akhanda Vasu, Anavalambanam Kashaya. There is no laya, there is no vikshepa. Abhave. But chitta vrittehe ragadi vasanaya. By latent impressions in the mind. Stabdi bhavam. The mind is stuck. And akhanda vasu anavalambanam. You are trying to meditate. You are meditating. Kya ho gaya? Nothing is happening here. What do you expect to happen? No, I am not expecting anything to happen. Then what is happening? Are you distracted by something? No. Are you feeling sleepy or something? No. Then what? Kuch hot, you know, there is no depth in that meditation. I am not feeling any depth in that meditation. Why? Because of certain things that you have pushed into your subconscious or your unconscious mind. Into your subconscious and unconscious mind, we push things. Things that are unpleasant. That am I seen as a child? Or few years back. Something unpleasant, push it off. Grief, etc. Push it. No, no, I have to function. So, all this is driven into your subconscious mind. That is acting as a weight, dragging you down. That drags you down. Sometimes it can be previous lifetime impressions. So, what do? Nothing. Wait. Wait for it to emerge from your subconscious. And if it is problematic enough, if it is weighing you down, it will emerge. If it is not weighing you down, it need not emerge. There is not a problem.
So then you are looking for experience, no?
Yeah, but it can. If you push it to the subconscious, it will weigh you down. It has to come up and go. So if it comes up, it may be something small. You have to do nothing about it, just smile it away. If it is something major, you have to deal with it. If something major, you have to deal with it. Yeah. And something major can also come up. Because you pushed it to the unconscious. No? Yeah. yeah, someone whom I knew, when he was doing this, some childhood abuse issues came up. It is pushed into subconscious because the child had to survive. So push it away. But it comes up, then what? You have to deal with it now. That's traumatic. It was traumatic then, that's why the child pushed it away, forgot about it. But didn't forget it, it's there in the unconscious. So when it comes up, you deal with it. Sometimes it is serious, sometimes it is minor. Some fantasy, some this thing, something comes up, goes, you're fine. That's why sometimes you'll wonder, I'm trying to meditate, why is this funny thought like this coming up? What is this funny thought? Funny thought has been thrown up by your subconscious. It is a funny thing. The samskara of what you are undergone. Some memory may come up. You may remember something or someone. How am I remembering this person now? Unfinished business. In your mind, finish it. Because the person may not be available for you to finish it. Yeah. In your mind, finish it. Don't push it back into the subconscious, please. If it has come up, deal with it. Don't push it back. No, 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 I should not think about it. Sorry, I should not think about it, you are pushing it back. I will think about it, deal with it psychologically. That is samadhama coming in. That's samadhama. I can speak endlessly on this, okay? But unless you all practice, you won't know what's coming up, not coming up.
You talked about it in that workshop also.
Hmm?
In that workshop also, you
might. Yeah, know. Yeah, correct. Okay. Then the next one is a great one. Rasaswada, the last thing, you know. Akhandavasu, Anambhenapi, Chitta Vrittehe, Savikalpaka, Ananda Swadhanam Rasaswadaha. Samadhi Arambha Samaye Savikalpaka Ananda Swadhanam Va. Simple, he says two things he says here. He says Akhanda Vastu Anamanayapi. Even though you are not rooted, not hold on, held on to that Akhanda Vastu, that yourself, he says, by the mind, in Savikalpa Samadhi you experience some joy. Or you experience some joy when you are starting your meditation. Samadhi is Arambha Samaya. There is some joy. The joy of a quiet, peaceful mind. You start enjoying that. I thought that was a sign of progress. Yeah. Many people come and tell me, Samaji, my meditation was so good. I was so blissful. You know, speaks like that. I was so blissful. Is it very good? Blissfully ignorant. This is an old statement. I don't want to be sugar, I want to experience sugar. Old problem. Samsara buddhi coming in. Meditation may be only samsara buddhi leke aaya. I want to experience. Your ananda is what is being taught. But what are you saying? I want to experience ananda. That means I created subject-object divide between ananda which I am and myself. Can you see it? So what should you do there? He says that later on. Prajnaya nissango bhavet, he says. Be detached from that ananda. With your understanding that I am not experiencing ananda, I am that ananda. I am ananda is very different from I am experiencing ananda. Aham nirvikalpa is different from I am in nirvikalpa. Understand this, what I am saying. It's nothing, it's not a small thing. Nirvikalpo aham is what is Vedanta about. Meaning what? I have no divisions in me. I am that infinite being. That is different from saying I am going into nirvikalpa samadhi. Both faraka is dono. Right or wrong? Are you understanding the difference? Nirvikalpa samadhi is an experience. Your nirvikalpa is a fact of understanding. That is atmajnana. Now don't tell me experience will create jnanam. That I dismissed long back. Okay. Yeah. He says, Anena Vigna Chatushtayena Virahitam Chittam Nirvata Deepavad Achalam Sad Akanda Chaitanya Matram Avatishtate Yada Tada Nirvikalpaka Samadhi Uchate Anena Vigna Chatushtayena. By these four Vignas, Virahitam, when you handled it, when you negated it, okay? That mind chittam, nirvata deepavad, like a lamp kept in a breezeless spot. There is no breeze playing. How the lamp burns achalam, one flame, that's all that is there. Similarly, he says, akhanda chaitanya matram avatishtate. What remains is what? You. What is that I? Not experiencing samadhi. I am the pure awareness. That's all that remains. No thinking, no need for any word, nothing. I am the pure awareness. The silence awareness is me. You remain like that, he says, avatishtate. Yada, when that happens, tada nirvikalpa samadhi iti uchyate. That is called nirvikalpa samadhi in Vedanta. Awake to the knowledge of what you are, nothing else. Awake to what you are. Full of knowledge, mind is full of the knowledge. This is what happens in akhandakara vritti. You remember what I talked about akhandakara vritti? Yeah, class, two classes back. Vritti vyapti, mind takes the form of the object. Object here happens to be the subject, Brahman. So, limitless awareness. Then phalavyapti, can it take place?
No.
Cannot, need not, because we are talking of I. Therefore, no relationship has to be established. It's already there as I. Therefore, what happens? Mind is full of that knowledge. In Shravanam, that may be a split second only. In meditation, is a longer time. Awake, kritva jnanam swayam nashyet, that dies down. After having created the knowledge, the vritti dies down because vritti is taking the form of akhandam Brahman, formlessness. So the vritti is formless. It resolving vritti. When the resolving vritti has taken place, what is remaining? You awareness alone remains. There is no meditator, meditation, meditator, object of meditation, not there. Meditator and object of meditation, one of the same, I. There is no meditating because what is there is only I. Where is meditating? I only am there. Mind is not there to meditate. I am there. Are you getting this? This is nirvikalpa samadhi. When your mind is full of that knowledge, it clicks again. What clicked in learning, clicks again. Even if it didn't click in Shravanam, let it click here. When it clicks, it clicks. That's it. Yeah, then what is there? This is the completion of meditation. The completion of it. Yeah. When that akhanda, that vritti happens, I am that pure awareness, shuddham. You see the meaning, shuddham brahma. Okay. Aha. Okay. Ha. That ha is clicking. Yeah. If it doesn't happen, what do you do? If it doesn't happen, what do you do? Next day come back to meditation. Arre, okay. Ek din kiya, nahi ho gaya, chhod diya. What is this? It's like, see, I went for a walk one day, came back and weighed myself again. Kuch weight loss nahi ho gaya. Walking se effect nahi hai, chhod diya. Correct. One day I walked, I didn't lose any weight. Therefore, I gave up walking. Do you do that?
Mind always wants the easy solution.
Yeah, nahi hota. The biggest shortcut is an understanding that there is no shortcuts. Because really, what is there? It's simple. Meditation is something profound. Next class, we will do that meditation also, okay? So that you get a revision of all this. From right from japa, dhyanam, everything. Dharanam, dhyanam, the whole thing we will do. But the fact remains that nothing. There is not even a question which is better, which is this thing, you know. Should I practice dharanam or should I practice dhyanam? Without dharanam anyway, dhyanam will not happen. Dharanam will not deliver the goods, you need dhyanam anyway. Are you getting the idea what it is? These are all relative. It's all relative, yeah. I'll tell you a story to make it clear, okay? Are Suresh, you would have enjoyed this story. A drunk man came to a temple. He was completely drunk. And he asked the pujari, duniya mein sabse bada kaun hai? He said, murti hai na, ye sabse bada, bhagwan hai. So the drunk looks at him and says, phir dharti par kyun khada hai? Because dharti is a base for him, no? Dharti par kyun khada hai? Achha, theek hai baba, dharti bada hai. धरती बड़ा है फिर शेषनाग पर क्यों खड़ा है? धरती सपोज टू बी सपोर्टेड बाय शेषनाग, दैट्स द एनर्जी पैटर्न एक्चुअली सिंबलाइज बाय शेषा. अच्छा बाबा द प्रीस्ट, अच्छा बाबा शेषनाग बड़ा है. अरे शेषनाग बड़ा है तो शिवजी के गले पर क्यों पड़ा है? इज ऑर्नामेंटल. अच्छा बाबा शिवजी बड़ा है, अगर शिवजी बड़ा है तो कैलाश में क्यों खड़ा है? कैलाश में बिकम द बेस फॉर. But now the priest is thoroughly confused. So, अरे बाबा अब मेरा बाप तू ही बता सबसे बड़ा. अरे दुनिया में सबसे बड़ा जो है जो पूरा बॉटल पीने से भी आपका खुद पैरों पर खड़ा है. One of the speakers from ISKCON, this is not my joke, okay? The speakers from ISKCON I heard. In fact, I think I put it up on the or Chambur, Chambur, this thing I put it on. So it's all relative, okay? Kon bada kon chota, it's all relative. Okay. Okay. Then he is quoting from two texts to show Pramana, because remember he's a later writer. Therefore, all later writers have to show the pramana, from where did you get all these ideas. So he says, yaduktam laye sambodaye chittam vikshiptam kshamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniya samapraptam na chalaye nasvadiyet rasam tatra निसंगो प्रज्ञया भवे यता दीपो निवातस्तः नेंगते सोपमा स्मृता. टू वर्सेस बोथ वी हैव सीन बिफोर. वन इज फ्रॉम गौदपाद कारिका. वी हैव सीन दैट ना, गौदपाद कारिका, माटुके कारिका. ओके, कारिका इज रिटन बाय गौदपाद, सो ही कोटेड एज गौदपाद कारिका. व्हाट इज दैट? ही इज जस्ट गिविंग यू अ हिंट एट इट. Why? A lot of things in Vedanta, in practices, etc., will be only hinted upon. The Acharya is supposed to take care of all that. Okay? Acharya, the teacher, is supposed to take care of that. Laye sambodaye chittam. When the mind goes into laya, chittam sambodaye, he says, wake up the mind. Why? Because sleep doesn't happen just like that. It always comes with warning signals. You feel sleepy, you start yawning, all those things happen. Okay, therefore you know, hey, time to wake up. Okay, laye sambodaye chittam vikshiptam, vikshepa, when the mind is gone away, shamayet punaha, bring it back again. Okay. Remember, Gita also has a similar verse, as the mind goes, you keep bringing it back, keep bringing it back, keep bringing it back, vikshiptam shamayet punaha. So kashaya mijaniyat. Understand that it's kashaya, just witness it, watch it. Just be a witness to that. When the mind is not, feels dull, you'll throw up what is there, what has to come up from the subconscious, will come up, you deal with it. How do I deal with it? Depends on what the nature of the problem. If it is something serious, you may require either a teacher's help or a therapist's help for all you know. If it is serious enough. Yeah, so sometimes you may require that also, there is nothing wrong in it. Yeah. I had students whose past life memories came up. Now what? How do you deal with it? Yeah, either a therapist who is used to past life thing or a teacher who knows how to handle it. Yeah, things can come up. It's not only this lifetime, past lifetime memories can also come up. Yeah. Because all stored in your subconscious, no? If it is problematic enough, it will come up. Then you deal with it, you'll be fine. Yeah. I had a few students where it came up from past life. And they're all fine. They all dealt with them, all fine. Yeah. All fine. Yeah. Okay, so that is what is it, kashaya. And samapraptam na chalayet. Then once it is quietened down, don't disturb it further, okay? Is there anything more than the subconscious? Don't start probing. What has to come up will come up on its own. What has to come up will come up on its own. You don't have to probe further. Let me see what is there in my subconscious. There's a lot of things in your subconscious. Your memories of a million lifetimes will be there in your subconscious. Or is it all that is necessary to be dealt with? Of course not. Not necessary at all. Yeah. So what has to come up will come up. All your samskara should go before you know the truth. Bunkam. And some samskaras will never go. I have a talent for music. Samskara. I can stop singing. But will the samskara go? And is it necessary to go? Not necessary. Why? It's not a block. It's not a block. Then what is the problem? Only which is blocking is a problem. All samskaras need not go. If you are waiting for all samskaras to go, forget it. Moksha is not in this lifetime for you. Because you don't even know what samskaras are. You don't even know. So what is the problem? We'll come up, deal with it, that's enough. Swamiji, I tried, nothing is coming up. Very good. You don't have to deal with it because nothing is coming up. Yeah, because I said all this, don't expect, no, meruku kuch aaya nahi hai, nahi aaya to bahut achha hai. You have not pushed any problematic things into your past. Good. Good. Some stray things, thoughts will come up, that's all, go. Fine. You know, another place where the samskaras are like that, exhausted, day-to-day things that you push into your subconscious, in your dreams. Dream is a sort of mental vomiting, like clearing up. That's why all of us dream. Why? You're traveling on the road, you're going by car, so many things you see, but you don't think of it as logical conclusion. Hey, what is happening there? Car has moved ahead, what do you mean, what is happening? Pata nahi. Gone into the subconscious. So in the dream, you'll throw it up. That's why you get funny dreams. It's okay. All dreams are funny anyway. That's why if you don't get sleep with dreams, that means if you are taking a sleeping tablet and all sleeping, in the morning when you get up, you feel dull because an inner clearance has not happened. You need dreams to get that inner clearance off. So day-to-day clearance, a lot of things happen. So if nothing is coming up in your subconscious, don't worry about it. Let it be. Okay. Then nasvadiyet rasam tatra. That rasaha, that ananda, nasvadiyet, don't start experiencing it. Then prajna nissango bhavet. With your understanding, nissangaha bhavet. I am not experiencing ananda, I am that ananda. From the experience of ananda, nissangaha bhavet. I have a sense of detachment there. Yeah, I am not experiencing ananda, I am that ananda. Any ananda I experience is myself. Any. That understanding you bring in there, is it? Bring in that understanding. Don't say, are you both acha meditation hota hai. Achha nahi hota, you are stuck in a problem. You are stuck in a nice rut. It's a happy rut, but it's a rut. It's a happy rut, but it's a rut, all right. Yeah. Because you are increasing your samsara buddhi. What is samsari buddhi? I want to experience that. Isn't that what samsaritva means? Another one added to it. Yeah. Then he gives, when all these four are clear, he gives the Gita quote. Yata deepaha nivatastaha. When the lamp kept in a place where there is no breeze. Na ingate, it doesn't shake. So upama smruta, that's an upama. Upama is not the South Indian breakfast. Upama means example, comparison. Okay. Upama smruta. Away somebody said this, you know. Upama kalidasascha. Kapi kapi saraswati. Upama belongs to Kalidasa. And coffee too? Saraswati. So both met together and good breakfast. Kaha api, a little. Even Saraswati, goddess Saraswati has very little. Upama, if you want to use, you should see how Kalidasa uses. Comparisons, similes. Upama is literally similes and metaphors, both will come under upama. So that belongs to Kalidasa. It's called Alankara in Sanskrit. It's an Arthavada, exaggeration to highlight how well he uses similes and metaphors. Okay. Upama Kalidasa, kapi kapi Saraswati. Ka api, kaha api. A little belongs to Saraswati. So kapi kapi Saraswati. Okay. So with that, this preparation for Vedanta also comes to an end. So what is left now? What is left is Jivan Mukti. How do you live in that freedom? And how you die in that freedom? Both comes into it. How in that freedom you live and how in that freedom you die? Because the body has to drop, no? Yeah, the body has to drop. Okay, that is left. That we will go into next class. And before going into all the details of the next class, we will first have a meditation session. Okay, complete meditation on all that we have covered. We will have that. On the dharana, dhyana, samadhi, all that whole thing we will see. The Vedantic way of looking at it. Okay. The yoga way you already know. In the sense, you may not have gone into dharana, dhyana, samadhi in yoga. You may not have gone. But start, whenever you are doing your asanas, etc., make it an awareful exercise. That's what it is meant to be. Whether it is fast or slow, be awareful of the whole thing. Awareful of that pain also. Objectify it, watch it. At our age, a full split becomes a bit difficult. To 80% ho jayega, usse jyada nahi hoega.
Beg your
pardon?
You said this is preparatory work for Vedanta.
Yeah, this yoga has been used as preparation.
Do you want to suggest that one should go through first Ashtanga yoga, then?
Not necessarily. Go through Karma yoga thing. See, preparing the mind. Here he has used the paradigm of Ashtanga yoga. What is important, the mind should be ready for.
But Swami, in the state of Samadhi, it is both applicable to Vedanta as well as.
Correct. Correct. See, in yoga, self-knowledge is not there. So, nirvikalpa samadhi there is what the Buddhists will call a shunya meditation in yoga. Okay? That will be what nirvikalpa samadhi is there. Because yoga, self-knowledge is not there. No? If you are looking at Sankhya, it will be awarefulness. Sakshi bhavam. Okay? Or nirvikalpa will be complete blanking out the mind. Which can be achieved. As a state of practice, you can achieve it. In Vedanta, it is a mind full of knowledge that we talk about. That's important. That's the important difference between yoga samadhi and jnana samadhi that we call. Mind is full of the knowledge. Yeah. Otherwise, it will be like that practitioner I talked about in Chaupati, who used to bury himself under the sand. That requires a high degree of samadhi, okay? To be buried under. For hours, and then to come out. without any compromise on your life. Yeah. And what does he tell me at the end of Ekko Swami? 10 rupees mila me. Mere 3 shishya hai. 4 jan kya khayenge 10 rupees me? Correct. He is right, na? This is disappointed at it. He doesn't come out saying anandoham, anandoham. He is disappointed. Why? Because as Andha Samadhi, as a technique, he had developed it. It's a great technique. It's not an easy thing to do. You have to respect that. You have to respect that technique. It's a great technique to be able to do that. It's a great mastery of the mind. But why? What is that mastery? Mind can think when you want it, stop when you want it.
He can either become a corporate trainer
or something. Yeah. Yeah, you can think when you want to, don't think when you don't want to. We can't do that. How many of us can do that? Think when you want, don't think when you want. Now you are studying, reading, something you are thinking. Then you are doing nothing. Tune off. Hoega? Nahi hota hai. So it's a great skill. At the maximum, what we can do is stop the chatter of the mind. Mind keeps chattering all the time. No? All the time, if you look to your mind, be aware of your mind, keeps chattering. Therefore, we have the practice of maunam. Maunam is not talking. Maunam is stopping the chattering of the mind. All the chatter. That chatter stop. So mind will think, but it's okay. The difference between having a nice discussion with your friends and just gossiping with your friends. Even in gossip, can you trace where you started and where you ended? If you can do that, you're fine. You met your friend, talked about it. So what did you talk about? We went all over the world here. Correct? Can you show the associative pattern? Then you are not being aware of it. It's okay to gossip, but are you aware of it? How it went? Yeah. Then you are awareful enough. Bas ho gaya. It's okay to gossip. What's wrong? It's okay. You think men don't gossip? Men also gossip. But we don't call it gossip. We call it, we are discussing people. Everyone, because we are human beings, we like to talk about other human beings. That's all there is there. But can you show that pattern or what's happening? In your mind, you are clear. How did it go? You are awareful enough. Yeah. Great dharana it is. Yeah, it's great dharana because you can pick up points, no? Like if you remember at our breakfast after the morning class, we did have a certain pattern. The pattern is very clear. What all we talked about? Savidhyanand holiday, this, that, extra. Yeah. Pattern is very clear. If you're clear about that, you're fine. You're awareful enough. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? This is how to bring that awareness into your lives. Clear about this much? So next class, when you do the meditative practice, let it, certain things will be clearer. Then if you have any doubts, etc., we'll handle that and go into the last section of Vedanta Sara.